Smokestack?
Yeah, that's cool. Then, do you, would you ever call a stovepipe?
No. Mm-mm. The stovepipe would be inside, mm-hmm. from an old stove to the door.
Yeah.
To the wall, to the wall.
So that's just a smokestack, just
That's a smokestack.
Like
looks
a
like an outside fireplace, but in the factory I would call it a smokestack.
Yeah, and that, in a minute we'll have a picture of it in the factory, I think. Okay, Jeannie, we can... I think we worked that to pieces. Oh, yeah, now what we're supposed to talk about is what you call this place in here.
That's the barnyard.
Yeah, and what kind of fence is this?
That's a railing fence.
Yeah, I guess it's just for like a cow pasture you would have. Now, then, what would you say that these horses were doing?
Pulling a sleigh, because that's snow. If it were not snow, it would be a sled, probably.
Yeah, and then are these kegs, I thought maybe that was maple syrup.
Yeah. I don't think you would go to that much trouble with homebrew.
And now that up in that section of woods, you know good and well they're getting out of maple syrup. That's the only thing they do up there, I think. Eventually we got to find out what this is. Do you know what that thing is?
It's part of the harness, and I guess that's the cross tree, but I am certainly ignorant about
I mean,
the harness.
I don't know.
The harness to the and the shaft, I guess, is this.
Yeah. Well, I don't know enough about it, but they always ask all the questions about what each little piece
this
of the harness
is. This is the horse collar.
Well,
and he's probably got the reins in his hand.
Yeah. But they call them lines, I think. Probably some, maybe they don't even do that. Oh, let's see. Oh, yeah, the fence. The gate is swung on what?
A fence post?
Yeah, and more than one.
But it'd still be fence post.
Mm-hmm. Of course, they want you to say posted, you know.
No, I don't say posted. I say fence post.
Oh, yeah, now, this particular farm.
That's a stone fence like they have in New England.
And don't you love them?
They are pretty, but I think of all those people that carried stone by stone to make that
No,
fence.
But you know how you do, though? I think this probably is the way to do it. I know I started building one. They're careful the way they build them, but they just are clearing the field. This is just in the process.
There's that much stone in the field.
Oh, yeah, yeah. In fact, that's the reason they have such poor land up there. You know, they just have had to give up agriculture as a way of sustenance. I mean, they just about starved to death before they found that out because they only could grow one crop a year. Now, let's see that kind of fence over there. That's a different sort
that's
of...
That's a split rail fence.
Yeah. And, let's see, what was the fence? Oh, yeah, that top one up there.
A wrought iron fence.
Mm-hmm. And then, see, that's a
That's still fence. A split rail mm-hmm. fence, or a rail fence, that you don't see much anymore.
No, Lord, and back since Abraham Lincoln or
we
somebody.
Had one out at Indianola. Tom got the railing from somewhere.
Well, I think it's beautiful, but gee, it certainly is perishable, you know, unless it's seasoned in some particular way. It really falls to pieces. In fact, that's when we bought our place, we had a split rail fence around, and it was real attractive. But when we got a little closer to it, you could breathe on it, and it just, that was it. So, well, let's see. We're talking about, farm buildings and storage areas. And so, now this, you talked about all the silo and all that kind of stuff, but now the house itself, more than one house would be, they want the plural.
Farmhouses.
Yeah. And then the place where the animals kept.
Barn.
Uh-huh. And then a place for storing corn.
A corn crib.
That's right. And now do you call the building itself the crib?
Yeah, the crib would be a small building close by the barn.
Yeah. And now let's see the place of